Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The National Family Planning Board, NFPB, has set a goal to significantly reduce the prevalence of HIV/AIDS in Jamaica by 2020. This objective has been greatly boosted with the recent visit of head of the United Nations AIDS program, UNAIDS, Michelle Sidibe. Today we take a look at how the NFPB plans to achieve this goal, some of the hurdles they seek to cross, and the programs they have put in place to help persons living with HIV. UNAIDS, the Global Health Fund, and the United States President's Emergency Program for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, will continue to help the NFPB carry out its mandate over the next 3 years.
The PEPFAR and Global Fund programs are very mutually reinforcing and mutually complementary. Together, we will be able to achieve significant gains. The Global Fund program will focus on specific areas. One, the treatment, care, and support module. Another is scaling up prevention among key populations, specifically men who have sex with men, transgender, and sex workers. Another area will be strengthening community systems and removing legal barriers.
Executive Director of the National Family Planning Board, Dr. Denise Chavance. The PEPFAR program has been assisting the Family Planning Board since last November, and the Global Fund project begins its assistance this year until 2018, all with one aim.
We have very ambitious targets that we are working towards. Those targets were defined by UNAIDS. It's referred to as 90-90-90, which means 90% of persons who are HIV positive know their status. 90% of those who know their status are placed on antiretroviral therapy, and 90% of those who are on sustained antiretroviral therapy will go into viral suppression. That is what Jamaica is working towards, and this is by 2020.
The biggest challenge facing the Family Planning Board is getting persons to come forward and seek assistance.
Stigma and discrimination, I would say, are among the most pernicious barriers to uptake of services. In spite of the fact that 30 years have elapsed since the start of the epidemic and much work has been done in relation to addressing stigma and discrimination, when you have a discussion with persons living with HIV, they will tell you that stigma and discrimination still obtains.
Despite this, the Family Planning Board has a wide array of services ready to help persons once they come forward.
We have peer links, persons who help us to reach and get persons. Then we'll have peer navigators who are almost like mentors who will accompany persons who are diagnosed as HIV positive through the treatment cascade. All of the health sector personnel that they need to interface with, from the social worker through the contact investigator, the treatment officer.
Even remedial education programs and job placement services are provided by the NFPB. The message, therefore, is one of hope and practical optimism.
We want them to come forward. We want people to know that a diagnosis of HIV is not a death sentence. People can live with HIV. People have been living with HIV for many, many, many years. We've sustained antiretroviral therapy, so the same way in which somebody who is diabetic takes their medications. If somebody's HIV positive, they take their antiretroviral therapy.
So the first step is to get tested and get with a program at the National Family Planning Board, because they are here to help. If you need assistance or more information about the National Family Planning Board, you may visit its offices at 5 Sylvan Avenue, Kingston 5, or call 968-1627. This has been another edition of Healthline. To hear this and other GIS radio programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Giovanni Dennis. Thank you for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.